How's it going, Ooh, Jeff?
How's it going, Hunter?
It's going.
People, we are back.
We are back.
The boys are back.
Yep. Too real to fake the funk, Jeff.
Too real to fake the funk. You already know. What episode are we on? Episode, like, four?
Four for you people? Yep. The big four.
We've been a little slow lately, but we'll be putting them up for you guys. We heard a chat on social media. We got you.
It's chit chatting about it, you know. Hey, where you at? You know, you were what? Where again? You were like somewhere in Belize or something, like just on the beach, you know. And I have
business to handle, you know. I mean, I'm there for beaches and business.
Yeah.
That's my travel motto, you know, beaches and business.
Mhm. Yeah. And I was on the coast of Spain, you know, just kind of chilling.
Nice. Did you have fun?
Yeah. You know.
That was good.
Yeah, it was like, what can I say, you know, just another weekend, you know.
Another weekend.
Just another weekend, what can I say?
Okay, yeah.
Guys. All right, Jeff.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess the big news everyone, you know, has been talking about the last day and
Ballon,
a half.
Ballon d'Or.
The Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
So, the Ballon d'Or. What are your thoughts? The people want to know what your thoughts are about this.
I know they've been asking. They're like, can't get them off my feed. Anyways, the beaches have been asking about this, and this is what I got to say. I think Luka deserves it. I'm glad they didn't break the whole Messi-Ronaldo deadlock, because I don't want to sit there and hear any more Barca fans talk about how Messi is the greatest thing. Ronaldo is like the greatest thing.
He's the greatest thing.
Anyways, those guys are great. They're great players. The greatest athletes in the world. I would say Luka winning is... It does two things for me. It solidifies that, you know, awards aren't given to necessarily the best players of all time, but they're given to the best player of that season. The most, you know what I mean? So it's more about,
okay, yeah.
It's more contextual than it is just straight up sheer talent. Like,
that's
one
good thing. That's the one good thing about basketball is like LeBron doesn't win MVP every year. Like there's like the thing is like,
yeah,
like everyone knows he's the best player in the world, but like some players have better like amazing seasons that you get the award for, you know.
Exactly, and that's why I think Luka deserves it, and I'm glad they didn't go down the whole Ronaldo-Messi butt. So that was my first reason. The second reason is that Luka winning this stands testament to the fact that soccer, football, really is the beautiful game. It is. Because anybody can play the sport, you know what I mean. Luka isn't the biggest guy. He isn't the tallest guy. He's not even the most talented per se. Like sheer talent, he's talented.
He's
smart.
Soccer's one of the sports that like skill matters a lot more than just pure like athleticism. Like you need more skill to be. I'll say in most cases you need more skill to be like really great. In like soccer compared to other sports that like you have to be great skilled, be like amazing too, but like you can do a lot more with the athleticism.
Well, that's
soccer,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, soccer like it obviously does help to be extremely athletic, but you don't need that.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to say is that with soccer you have this sport that people literally like you don't have to be the biggest guy on the field. Like you can literally be Luka Modric, you know. Average height, average weight. You know, you could be stick skinny in comparison to some of these guys. You look at football and you look at basketball, like, those guys are like freak people. You know what I'm saying? They're like huge. Like LeBron James, like that's who you're competing against. You know what I mean? So you got to be taller. You got to be as big as him. Where like in soccer, you can be any size. You can be Lorenzo Insigne. You could be, you know... You could be fucking Peter Crouch. Anybody can play the game.
It's also the nature of the game too. Just because, because the ball in soccer, the ball is on the ground. It's literally like everyone's there. In basketball, you can give to someone. You give some. Their ball's mostly played up more in the air. I guess you could say.
Yeah.
More often, they're like soccer. If you can just use your feet right, you're like
Yeah.
You're right there with him.
Don't matter what size you are, like, you're just, you can be a smarter player, you can be a bigger player, you can be a brute, you can be, you can literally be anybody and play this sport at the highest levels and be awarded for it. So I like that Luka won it. That's a long answer to say that I like that. So that's how I'm feeling, Jeff. That shows those two things.
I like that he won it too. I wanted him to win it. I'm a big Messi guy. So, I mean,
of course you would want Messi to win it. Yeah, it makes sense.
Like,
but
I'm happy Luka won it over Messi. I really am.
I think everybody was rooting for Luka after this summer.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It was just like,
I mean, he literally. I mean,
it's just like, he was amazing. It's just like, the thing is, also I'm starting to realize, like, the bigger, like, you need to have solid stats, and then you have to have, like, big moments.
Yep.
To win it, it doesn't matter if, like, you have, like, if you have the best stats, then that doesn't really, but if you lose some games, it's not going to really.
Yeah.
Because, like, if Messi had the exact same stats now, but they, like, won Champions League, and then, like, they got farther in the World Cup or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, it'll be, like, completely, it'll be completely different, like, narrative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Messi still, like, led in Europe in scoring goals the past year.
Yeah. Yeah,
and like one, he won three trophies the past season too. Won three trophies, led Europe in scoring.
Yeah.
So you just gotta win like, you have to show up on the biggest moments, and like have become like extremely big impact pretty much.
Right.
Essentially, and you have to be like the best player on that like team pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're spot on. So yeah, it's a good award.
Yeah, it was nice. And of course Mbappe won the
Copa.
Yeah.
I think
that was kind of given.
That was given. It was interesting that the Christian Pulisic got like the runner up. Like,
yeah, he's good, man.
Yeah, I mean, but he didn't have any awards or anything to his name. He was just freaking raw talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, win the league or anything. Didn't win a German trophy. It was just a season without trophies. And
you see, Man U might try to get him.
Yeah, Man U, Liverpool, Chelsea, all the American clubs in the EPL. It's marketing efforts.
Exactly.
They get to sell so much of. I'm sure the deal that they're willing to strike up is.
To see him every week.
They'll give him. Give him a gnarly wage. So that you can take more on the product sales of things and just work his name into the American market. Yeah, he would easily sell.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think in terms of the EPL as we move into that, I think it's a weird league. It's shaping up. Far different than what you expect year after year. Every year is different. I mean, take a team that like was Man U. They were just absolute dominant. You know what I mean? Like in the 80s, you got, you know, the Liverpool and Everton, you know, just dominating. In the 90s, you know,
there's a core, like right now, there's probably like a core five that I don't think it will, might ever go back down. And like the next, like,
yeah, I would say there's probably 10 teams that.
Well, I don't know if I'll say, because, like, I know there's, like, I'm trying to name off the ones I can guarantee. Like, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man U, and at least Tottenham and maybe Everton. Out of all those, I think those are the only ones I feel like I could guarantee that wouldn't get relegated within the next like 50-75 years.
Yeah, I can see where you get to that, but like it's one of those things. I feel like it's just that league is shaping up to be more and more interesting. I think I know there's, you know, they got all those money deals, but the smaller teams, like, Bournemouth and you know these scrappy teams just keep showing up in the league and they keep throwing up.
Catching wins here and there.
Yeah, they're throwing hands. They're stepping up with these guys and they're getting paid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think. I think 4 years ago, Bournemouth's wages weren't probably the highest wage that they probably had was probably about £20,000 a week. And you're looking at guys whose wages are now at 85, 100, 100,000 pounds a week. That's how quickly their wages grew in 4 years. And they're still in the league. That's what I'm saying. They're still in the Premier League after 3 years now. It's insane. I think it's really impressive what this league shapes up to, and you never know who's going to be in the top eight.
You never know.
You could guess, and you could take an educated guess and think it's those eight teams that you think will never drop down, but chances are it's not going to be that.
That's what I was going to try and get. Like, just those teams that named, like they're, because, like, every other team, like, they might not win it, but, like, they're not going to be actually relegated.
Right.
So those are the only squads I think that will, like, never actually get relegated, but they'll get, like, low sometimes. But, like, there's so many other teams that get interchanged. Like, if you think about, though, like, other leagues, you can name like three or four maybe in La Liga.
Exactly.
I don't freaking know. Like, yeah, there's some places, like, I think like two or three teams that you know won't get ever drop, but like.
Yep. You already can know. Yeah, I'll say though, I think it's so interesting that, you know, I think about like the French league, and I was thinking about that. Of course, PSG wouldn't go down, but then you would think the next best would be like Monaco. Monaco is sitting in relegation right now. I mean, they did.
Not even in we got back in the first place after. We were in second place behind Sevilla.
Yeah. Yeah, I just find it so interesting.
Yeah,
like,
Madrid's struggling.
EPL's a great league. That's all I gotta say. I'm really happy with the way it turned out, even though this past weekend was rough with Everton losing to such a sloppy goal, but that's the game. And I think there was a little bit of luck to it, and it sucks that it was against my team. And almost had him at Anfield, you know? So.
Yeah. Hey, man, did you see the what game was it? The Arsenal and Tottenham game?
So no, I didn't. I just saw the. I was watching the score changes and whatnot, and you know, I don't know where
it was. That game was good.
Four goals. How the hell did they get four goals?
Dude, I don't even freaking know, man. People just kept scoring. Dude, that was a really good game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like,
that's
bang,
good.
Bang, 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 bang.
I'm glad.
Man, not the game of the year. So
sport, far. Sports are all, you know. Anyways, I'm happy with where it's at. Happy with the league. I think, you know, have you heard about these, like, conversations about, like, making, like a Champions League where teams play, like, international teams? Like, PSG plays, like, Zenit Moscow and so on. And it's Andrea Agnelli, the owner of Juventus, is like one of the proponents for this.
So LA Galaxy is playing like a random ass, like, I don't know, like,
yeah. So yeah, it's not like you're playing like somebody from Slovenia.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the top elite compete to play each other, and then they just play those games year round because they notice that they make a lot more money when they play internationally, you know. And yeah, it's like a full-on league as opposed to like your country's league. So imagine just like Juventus, like not playing in the Calcio A and just focusing directly on Champions League or something like that. And played, you know, Man City three times a year as opposed to the two times that they played in the group stage, you know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's like super interesting. Kind of conversations about that. What we got next? What we got next on the docket, Jeff?
Well, man, I guess we just hop right back into Champions League. He's like, I don't know, we kind of just like detour from EPL and that.
Oh yeah.
Well, we can. I guess we can talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really I like this Napoli, Liverpool and PSG group. I think it's like the perfect setup for like just complete shakiness, you know. There's top 3 teams just like all over the place. You know, they're fighting for every inch. Like it's a tough group to be in if you're one of those teams because they're the kind of teams that get pushed to Europa League, you know, through Champions League and it's funny because you know, they're sitting there competing in the group stage all against each other, and it's kind of same situation, but
it's
just a shitty, super shitty to play.
Yeah, Barca already clinched theirs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is the problem that I have with the Champions League now, is that, like, Barca plays some weak-ass team during the week, and then they come on the weekends, and then they come in to Champions League fresh legs, like...
Hey,
you know,
well, I mean, we're obviously not. We're losing some games this year. We're not winning everything, so it's obviously taking a toll on us.
I'm saying is that it's and not nearly as competitive as the EPL teams that then have to play a Champions League on. Like, think about Liverpool.
They had to play
PSG midweek and then go into the Merseyside derby.
I understand like, that, but you gotta get over that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I can't get over it. I'm just saying it's. It's something that is in the game. Like,
I mean, Barca has been like dominating really this year, so they might be. I don't know if people are getting better or whatever, but Real Madrid's struggling in the regular league right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that you know these teams get away with murder. I'm just saying
they might be getting a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think for what leagues have to offer, you'd be easier trying to play for like a top Champions League team in a certain league that doesn't play as many tough games during the weekends. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's much.
I mean,
I think it's tougher for a player to go to the to an EPL team and try to win a Champions League than it is for a player to decide to go to a La Liga or a Serie A team and play, you know, for a top team there and like try to win. I think it's harder to win a Champions League trophy than it is.
Mm.
Like, if let me just put
know,
it this
I know,
way,
I know what you're
if,
saying. I get what you're
yeah.
saying.
If City, so
I mean,
if City,
I understand what you're saying, but I personally wouldn't mind. Like, I wouldn't mind playing good people like back to back.
I don't know, man.
I mean, personally, I mean, I understand how like you can take, like playing tough teams can take a toll on you, but personally, I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be like, let's go. I would like that better. I like just getting up for playing like good.
Yeah, you might.
Systems.
Yeah, but I'm saying like. Kevin De Bruyne at Champions League, like Kevin De Bruyne at Man City right now is gonna have a harder time than if he just decided to go to Real Madrid next summer and win a Champions League there. Like I'm just saying, like it's harder to be Man City.
Team both ways, anyway.
It's harder to be Man City, and
well
at some point,
anyway,
I think
so. Like obviously, it's gonna be hard for them because they're not as good.
I don't know. I think City's fucking amazing right now. They are a good team.
Yeah, they are.
And they're going to buy Rafael Varane from Real Madrid.
Probably.
It's going to cost a shitload of money.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be a shitload of money, but you know how big of an investment that is? That guy wins trophies.
I know how much of it.
That guy wins trophies.
That's just a lot of, like, that's going to be a lot of fucking money for a defender, man.
Oh, yeah. And not just a defender who just won Champions League and then won the World Cup.
Shit ton of money, dude. That's, I don't know if that's worth spending that much money on that.
All right, let's say you're Man United and you're looking to replace a center back. Or just, you know, and you want to go after Rafael Varane. You have that kind of a pocket. How much are you going to pay? How much would you be willing to pay?
I mean,
for a Varane.
Okay,
numbers.
If I was not, like, Real Madrid or, Man U or Man City, I mean...
No, I'm saying Man U or Man City,
They don't really have budgets, so it's just kind of...
That's what I mean, I'm saying, though. How much would you pay?
That's a lot of money that I could get. I feel like I could get multiple more players and be in, like, with that amount of money it's going to cost them. I feel like I get, like, two or three players that could help my team more.
That good? You think there's players that good, as good as Varane?
No, not as good as him. I think I can get two or three players that could equal be more than him that I could use that could help
like
my team
more.
Like who?
Name a player.
Because I think he's going to be, like, fucking mad expensive.
He's gonna be real expensive, Jeff. Like, he's gonna be
like, that's
insulting expensive.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally gonna be like Mbappe transfer money.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be stupid.
I don't know who else you would get though. Like I don't like players that could be him. No, there's I don't know that if there's another
yeah,
other players.
What's that, Laporte or whatever is that?
Aymeric Laporte. Yeah, whatever he is from French. French fucker.
I mean, I feel like you don't have to get someone young, but you can get someone like just someone like good if you're really trying to make a run.
Kimpembe from PSG. He's a good player, and that other kid that they keep playing now, Thilo Kehrer or something.
I'm just saying like he's really good, but like in that case they have all the money, they can buy multiple people who don't really care. So
right.
That makes things different. But like, if I had a budget, I feel like I could get two or three players that would have to be overall better for my team more than just them right now. Because I'll at least try to wait until like that, like your team's not like coming off like straight heat, like winning everything.
Yeah.
Like that's just adding value to them and everything. It's just kind of like.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Damn, dude. We're getting tired.
Right. Next topic I've had is a question, you know? For people, you guys can answer us on social.
He said a topic. This next topic I have for you.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, cool. That's not done. Alright.
Next
question. I have a question for you people. And you, Hunter. When do you guys think, like, the clubs at night should close? Like, when do you
depends
think
on what, depends on what kind of
open?
Club. Depends on what kind of club.
Okay, give me three or four clubs.
Alright. You got... I'm thinking, like, alright. How would you describe this? So I'm thinking, like, you got a classy-ass club, right? Something that somebody, like a baller would go to, right? Dance club. And, you know, like, all right. That one, I'm thinking they don't close till like, 4 in the morning. I think there's clubs, like, you have, like, your VA clubs and shit like that, that, like, where they, you know, all these old people meet. I think that should close at 5:30, and they should all go to bed. 5:30
okay,
p.m.
Then
you
like,
got your club.
Come on, nightclubs, okay? Nightclubs, like, what the, no, like, you're going to be off, like,
no,
you
I'm
got
just kidding.
Chicken club.
I'm fucking
it's
with
a great
you.
Great sandwich, you know? No, I want to
no.
hear that
all
shit.
Right, I'm going to say 3 or 4. 3 or 4 in the morning. And I would even say 3's pushing it.
Would you?
I would say 4 is a minimum.
Sometimes you might need that, you know, extra hour, you know, might be feeling it that night. Just dancing, you know, out there, you know, grinding on some bitches, and, you know, you might just want to stay there a little bit longer.
Where, at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah, man.
I think, so you're saying that you don't think they should close?
Well, no, I think they should, I'm just wondering what the time is.
Yeah, 4.
I'm just
I think if you haven't gotten a woman by 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not gonna like what's out there that you can catch.
They should change it. They should just turn the lights on then and change it.
So for everybody's safety, maybe 3 o'clock is good.
No, this would be sick. But actually, no, I'm not doing that. That was such a stupid idea. Actually, no, I'm gonna say that anyway.
Don't say it. Shut up.
No, move on.
Shut up.
I'm saying like a club. Say like you get like okay, be like at like 2:30, the lights like turn on and everything like in the and then like you tell you to go back upstairs and now it's like a lounge. It's like a coffee shop after the club. Like you can chill, grab a little thing, something to eat for like an hour or two. And then like and then the time you get to know people a little bit more, you're like, all right. You get the option to go up to the coffee shop area, or you get the option just to go back out. Sometimes you're like, all right, this girl might be a little more, keep talking to her. Or you just want to take her back home. He's like, I don't want to see what she wants to look like yet. I'm trying to smash,
oh my
you know?
God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me that ain't a fire idea.
No.
But I agree that I like the two.
You didn't agree with shit.
I'm not finished.
Okay. you're like, yeah, I don't like that idea, but I agree.
No, I like that idea. I would say like 2-3. But to go along with that, like the little, you know, the chill corner, like food places, 24-hour like eat places, and I'll grab a little something to eat, like a diner. You gotta have like a few 24-hour diners around there. For after.
Okay, I'm feeling you.
Cause you might need to get some food then.
Alright, I'm sold.
Boom. I'm a genius.
Yeah. I got some business ideas to run by you then. We'll hang on after the call, but we gotta turn off the mics.
Okay, people aren't ready for that business.
It's gonna be flames. Alright, what do we got next, Jeff?
It's you, man.
It's me?
Yeah.
I didn't catch. Wait, is it? Do I ask a question?
Yeah, it's Hunter's okay. Room topic.
Oh, yeah.
I totally
remember that. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, I know, I totally had a thought. It's just. Hunter's random talk. All right, you know what I've been thinking about lately?
What?
All right.
I was gonna say something so stupid.
What was you gonna say?
No.
Say it.
No.
Okay, don't.
I'll say it.
Don't say it.
I was gonna say because you said something. You're like, you know what? Something's like, what do we need to talk about? And I was like, no, I don't like it. I lost my funny.
All right. No, let's talk about.
No, because like I was gonna say let's talk about. So I'm gonna say, why vaginas look like. Vertical sideways lunches of meat just pushed together.
Jesus Christ. Why don't we talk about ending this fucking podcast, man? You're embarrassing me out here.
Yeah. Make this more explicit. We need to harder listeners.
Oh, God. Anyways, let's talk about... No. I got a topic. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
American players... staying in the MLS or going abroad. What are your thoughts? Like that decision, like, cause you know, in the MLS, like, they have those budgets that allow teams to have homegrown player contracts as opposed to, or do you think players need to go abroad?
I mean,
let's put you in a perspective. You are a player with the opportunity to sign a homegrown player contract. Are you going to do that or are you going to go abroad? You have offers abroad.
How much is a homegrown player contract?
I don't know. Not much. Not nearly as much as what you're going to get in Europe.
What will be the point of signing it then?
All right, there you go. More money in Europe. Yeah. All right, so it's all about money for you.
Hmm?
So it's all about money for you.
Well, no, but you're going to be playing bare competition as well. Like, if I'm not going to be...
Exactly.
Like, why would I stay...
Yeah, no,
make less money and not play as good as competition. Like,
I agree. I would be doing what you do. So we're both in agreement that Americans need to go abroad to get pay. And if you're good, go abroad. Make that paper boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. What you got to do?
But that's all I got, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think that was solid. It was something.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
All right, bro.
Alright.
Alright, boys.
To be able to fake the funk.
Ladies, we'll see y'all later.
Peace.
Peace.